matches. It's good to have you back, mate.
Thanks.
You came back a different person. How much of that tan these days is natural?
Well, funny enough, I've learned a few things about myself. That is one of them that I've realised.
But you don't tan well?
No, I don't. Because the fake tan that I apply, you know, before I go, because, you know, I'm a bit of a tan addict,
yeah.
It creates a barrier. It's like a sunscreen barrier.
Yeah.
So I had to wait for all of that to come off before I could start my tanning journey. So I'm not as far along as what I would have liked to have thought. But, you know, regardless, under here, what is there is real. So, I'm you know, that's one thing.
Okay.
Stop trying to check it out. That's weird.
It's just a bit blotchy, that's all.
Anyway, but speaking of things that you learn, you know, most people, they say you learn a million things about yourself while you're travelling and, you know, people come back with, you know, all enlightened and these massive philosophical realisations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I've learned is nothing to do with that, but what I have learned is I'm not good with luggage. And I like to think that I'm quite an independent lady and I've got myself together in a lot of ways. Mm. But what I've learned is something as simple as luggage, it can just beat me. It's beaten me and defeated me. So not the packing part. Like, I'm a pro at that. I'm talking about the luggage on and off the flight.
Okay. Okay? So loading on and off, not
yeah.
the packing.
So the first part of the journey, I was by myself because I had to fly from Townsville all the way back to Perth. So it's a couple of connecting flights
in
there.
Big trip for a lady.
Yeah, I know it is. So first of all, my apartment building, it doesn't have a lift. So there's four flights of stairs. I'm on the top floor. So trying to lug this 20-kilo suitcase down the stairs, you know, my heels to try and, you know, get ready to get picked up.
In your limousine.
Yeah. Thanks, thank you, Venkas. Yeah, so I couldn't do that. I was really struggling. Every couple of steps, I had to have a bit of a break. I was sort of like, there must be an easy way to do this, but there isn't. So I struggled there. Then, on the plane, we're sitting there. We're about to take off. My hand luggage is finally, I've got it into the overhead compartment. But somebody somewhere along the line has moved their stuff in and mine was poking a little bit out. Like, the overhead compartment couldn't completely shut. And we were, the air hosties were doing their final check up and down the aisle and it was a full plane. This is like, you know, Sydney to Perth. It was chockers.
Yeah.
And the air hostie's gone, is that your bag? And I was like, yeah, up there. Yep, that's mine. She was like, you have to move that because it's sticking out. And I went, okay. Thinking, isn't that their job, that they would have to do the bag removal?
Yeah, you think
so, yeah. Anyway, after about like 30 seconds, the girl next to me is looking at me going like, I don't think she's coming to do that. And then her friend was sort of talking to me. And so I'm like, oh my God, like now I have to stand up. Everyone's buckled in, ready to go. And I've had to ask two people to move because I was on the window so I could try and get this bag out.
Yep.
So I've wiggled it out. And this is like, it's a chockers hand luggage bag. Like it's heavy because I've got the laptop in there and I've, you know, me with the packing, it's maximum capacity.
Yeah.
So I've sort of, like almost knocked out this girl as I brought it down because it's a lot heavier than I thought. Then I've had to go down to find another compartment further down and I could barely lift it up and move all the other luggage. So this guy had to get out of his seat and come and help me. I know, put it in the overhead compartment.
There's always one.
And then at the end of the flight, you know, he had to help me get it down again. So this is, you know, by this stage, I'm thinking this isn't good. Then we've got to the carousel at the other end. Big suitcase coming around, gold bow, yep, beauty, mine's coming. I've almost knocked over an old lady at the carousel because I have swung this case off with such force and, you know, tried to really lift it off and I've just about knocked this old lady over and then it just dawned on me. I am not good with luggage.
No.
I cannot do this.
No.
And out of everything that you think that I can do, I just can't deal with this luggage.
You can fit 18 pairs of shoes in your suitcase. You take a selfie with your eyes closed. But
just don't ask me to put a small suitcase in an overhead compartment.
Spend half your day trying to work out what to have for dinner.